The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. So, hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. It's lovely to be with you. Lovely to practice together with dear Sangha. So for today's practice, the theme I'd like to offer for us to consider is how taking care of ourselves, really caring and modulating how much we perhaps engage, how much energy we pour out, a sense of care, sense of awareness of our own energy, our own engagement, how tired we are. Are we tired? Are we pushing ourselves? Are we out of resources? But still, that level of awareness and caring for ourselves is an act of metta. So how this care not only is an act of metta for ourselves, but it's also a way of sustaining ourselves so that we can care for others, we can care for the world. So how caring for ourselves, really being both mindful of our moods, our attention, our body, our resources, and caring for this being. After all, this person who is me, consider that this person, we are entrusted. We are entrusted to care for this being who is me as if you were your own child. You know, your children, if you've had children, or you have children, or you will have. Anyway, children, you have them, they grow up, you know, you care for them, and then they also care for themselves. Whereas you're the only one, you care for this being in this body in all ways. So, and also bringing in mindfulness. What does this body need? What does this heart need? What does this mind need? So in a way, bringing awareness together with metta for oneself. And in that way, when we can care for ourselves, we can be more available to care for others, to take care of others. We don't become resentful, like, oh, I've given you everything I've got. And now you ask more, like, oh, no, it's okay. I've been actually been monitoring what I have and how much I can give and how much I need to care for myself. So there is a discernment that can come in that can support us not falling into, say, resentment or overgiving or also undergiving too. So, so awareness together with metta for ourselves is the basic theme for our practice tonight. So, and it might be a quieter night because it's nice to tune in and take care, see what's needed and pay attention. So that's the theme. So let's practice together. Let's land. Let's land in our bodies. Let's arrive. Let's arrive fully. Let's arrive fully in our bodies. Letting the breath be soothing, calming, nourishing. All that is needed. Just the breath in the body. receiving each breath in the abdomen, letting it be nourishing, soothing like a lullaby. Simple, very simple. Receiving is an act of care. And as the breath is received in the abdomen with care, with awareness, settling, let the body settle into receiving care, feeling cared for. Letting there be the settling. Settling of the body, settling of the heart. Whatever is present is okay, can be here just as it is. If their thoughts entanglement, it's okay. Can we bow to them and let them go? Can we bow to them and let them go? For right now, they can come back later. Dropping in the question with awareness. Dear heart, dear body, dear mind, what do you need in this moment? What is needed in this moment? What is your level of energy, fatigue, anxiety, whatever is present, resources? As if you're reading the meter, what is needed right now? Let yourself know in your body, not in your head, what is needed, but in the body. Let it be known, sensed in your heart. Know that this questioning, this knowing, is an act of care. As if you're asking yourself, how are you, dear? How are things? It's an act of care to ask. To want to know. And whatever arises is the answer. What is needed here? Ah, can you open to it with care, with love, with kindness? As if this body, this heart, this you is tender as a newborn, needing support, care. Holding, nursing, rocking. this being that is yourself. And if it feels okay in your mind's eye, as you're perhaps seeing this younger version of yourself, this baby, being held, rocked, a newborn, vulnerable, completely open. It feels appropriate in your heart to feel, I care for you. I care for you. I love you. I will protect you. Or whatever words are appropriate, or feelings. This friendliness, metta for yourself. And this baby doesn't have to do anything, anything, to do anything right or perfect, to deserve, to earn this care, this love, just because they are, just because they are this miracle of life, this tender miracle of life. To be protected, to be appreciated. To be tended. To be tended with metta. And if it feels appropriate, you can stay with this image of a younger version of yourself, a baby being held, rocked. You can stay with that. It's nourishing, supporting. Or if you like, you can sense this being who is you now in this body and drop in the reflection. In what ways have you given too much or exhausted yourself? In what ways can you be more mindful of your resources with care for yourself? How can I care? How can I care for myself better? How can I care for this body, this heart, this mind? Let yourself just drop in the question. This is not a heady thing. Don't start thinking about it. Let yourself breathe the question. Let yourself live the question. Breathe the question. In what ways am I not exactly skillful in pushing, exhausting, so that I don't care for myself with metta, and then wisdom does not arise? Maybe unskillfulness arises. I get resentful, tired, angry, drained, haggard. How can I care? How can I love, care for this being who is me in this moment? And in general, just loving, being kind, and if the metta phrases are supportive, you're welcome to say them silently. May I be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. As we bring this practice period to a close together, trusting that caring for ourselves, filling our own cup, is the first step of caring for others, being more available skillfully to care for others in the world, and offering our goodness, offering our care, our cultivation, our metta to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice, dear Sangha, coming together, supporting each other, yourselves. So we have a few minutes. If any reflections you'd like to share, you can raise your Zoom hand. If it's your physical hand, I will not see you. So I only see just a very few of you. You can also type in chat. If you type to everyone, I'll read your name. If it's just typed to me, it'll be private reflection. Jerry.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you great.
Okay. So I haven't been in the Sangha a lot in the last few months, but that came to me, and maybe I need more work on self-compassion, but when I was thinking about this, and I'm sorry I joined a bit late, but I thought of myself as a small child. That was a nice place to be. And so I thought, you know, we all have had a difficult couple of years collectively in the world. And of course, it doesn't seem to be getting easier as things continue to turn, even events today. But one of the things that came to me is I said, you know, I need a brief weekend vacation from it all. And I thought of going away and to a place that I've gone before that I've associated with, which I haven't gone to because of COVID. It involves taking a plane for 5 hours to an island and coming back. And then I thought, oh, I should really save that money for renovations in the house. You know, so then I thought, oh my God, I'm being selfish. What am I doing? And I'm giving myself, I joined the Sangha and I'm now giving myself a trip. And what am I doing? Like, this is like, so I thought, oh yeah, maybe I should have some self-compassion. So I was in a bit of a mess at the end of all that.
Oh, Jerry. How human, right? How human, what you just described. How human, what you described. You know, we have, it's like, oh, I'm tired. Need to have more self-compassion. And then, like, oh, okay, a trip. Well, yeah, that would be great. Oh, no, this is like, oh, and then Papancha, like, wait, I'm practicing here. I'm in the middle of a meditation. You're like, oh, my God. Oh, dear heart. Oh, dear human being, part of this collective humanity, right? It's so human, so human. So, yes. So having self-compassion for yourself, who's having this papancha, you know, the word papancha in Pali is like, oh, your proliferation. Like, should I do this or go to this island? Oh, no, how about that? Oh, sweetheart. You know, this papancha is painful. Let's start here. Let's start with a moment of just rest here. Just here. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Just the humanity of it. We go through so much of that every day, every moment. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you. Any other reflections, questions, comments? for the benefit of the Sangha, yourself. I see someone is clapping. If you're trying to raise your hand, that's a clap. Is that Mary? Mary, are you trying to raise your hand and the clap is happening, or were you really clapping for
No,
for Jerry?
I would like to go on from Jerry. Can you say more? What is papancha? I've never heard that word before.
Oh, yeah.
And great. I'm always in it.
Oh, papancha is one of these wonderful Pali words. Pali being the language of the Buddha, which is related to Sanskrit, but it's more vernacular, the vernacular language which the Buddha taught. And this word papancha, it's actually kind of sounds like what it is. Like papancha is like the burst of like activity in the mind. It's like, oh, you know, maybe I should, you know, you're sitting, you're meditating, like, oh gosh, I'll give another, oh, I'm so calm. Oh, this calm is so sweet. Oh, maybe I should, like, oh, I remember that lake I sat next to, like, oh, that was a great lake. Oh, maybe I should buy a lake, you know, a houseboat and go boating, or oh, but houseboats are expensive. Like, you know, just like one thing after another, right? It's just like, papa, you're just stuck in this proliferation of thought and maybe emotion, and you're just being tossed around, right? Tossed about with thoughts and emotions and this and past and future and planning, and you're just gone, right? Papancha is just proliferation. Mm-hmm. So that's a great word. So papancha, when we're caught in that. So it's actually a great word to have in your vocabulary, so that when it comes up, you don't go bad meditator. You'll just get, oh sweetheart, papancha. You're just papancha, part of the human condition, right? It happens for all of us. Papancha. Oh, that's cute. Pat on YouTube says, papancha sounds like popcorn mind. Yeah, kind of. but not very yummy. It's kind of stuck. It's burnt popcorn mind. Yeah. Great. Thanks for that question, Mary. That's great. And next time you want to raise your hand, the raise hand is under the clap, but you'll find it. So, any other questions, reflections before we turn into... Ah, Radha, I see you. I see your hand. I don't see you. Your camera is turned off. There Hi. You are. Hi, Radha.
Hi. firstly, I just want to say thank you. This is a really timely topic for me. And I was wondering, in the beginning, you said something about undergiving and overgiving.
Yeah.
And I feel like I kind of have worked a lot more on the overgiving side of things. And I guess, yeah.
On the overgiving or undergiving? Sorry, I didn't hear
you. On the overgiving.
Overgiving, yeah.
I guess I was just wondering if you could say a little bit. Yeah, I guess I was just reflecting on the idea of giving from a place of kind of being where we can still be kind of embodied and in touch with actually how much resource we have to give. And also without attachment to kind of any outcome or result. And I guess on the undergiving side, I was just reflecting that I think, like, in a specific situation that I have with a family member who is sick, who has been sick for a really long time, and it's sort of an ongoing thing. And I think recently, you know, having been through, like, my own healing journey in the past couple of years, like, coming to terms with how that's impacted my health, and being really aware now of overgiving, I think sometimes there's actually a tendency to kind of undergive in the sense of like disengaging because of like fear of, you know, of the situation and everything that it brings up. So Yeah, that, I guess that's a lot in one question, but I was just wondering if you could speak a little bit about that.
Yeah. Thank you, Radha. Thank you for speaking about that and your question and your reflection. And in what you said, I actually hear a lot of awareness and a lot of wisdom that you already have about the conditions for overgiving and undergiving in your case. And it's so hard to be a caregiver. It's so important in the case of being a caregiver to be resourced. Otherwise, it can lead to burnout so easily and resentment and disengagement. And just it's hard all around. But really realizing that caring for someone, you really have to care for yourself. You really have to take time for yourself. You have to ask for support and figure out what this heart, this body, this mind needs. Does it need eating, sleep, exercise, just taking some time out, go for a walk or a movie or whatever it might be. Just like taking care of this so that you can be available, so that you can give with joy, not as a way of, I have to give, like, oh, here it is again, like not, so it doesn't become a grim duty, so that there is enough water in your own cup, there's tea in your own cup. Right. There's so to know that it is of the nature of being a caregiver that is challenging, and you have to be extra aware. So maybe the last thing I would say, because again, you have a lot of wisdom yourself, bring awareness, bring a lot of awareness to the body. What's happening right now? Am I leaning in too much and I'm leaning out? What's, sweetheart, what's happening here? And not to beat yourself up, but sweetheart, are you okay? Is this okay? Are you disengaging? Is it too much for you? Because when you care for yourself, you're caring for the other. It's caring for the relationship also. So it's caring for yourself. There's more I can say, but that might be enough for now. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Great. Thank you. So, dear ones, the time has come. Let us turn to each other in small groups. And the invitation, as we engage in small groups of roughly size 3 or 4 or 2 or 3, or we'll see what how it ends up, the count. First and foremost, be kind to yourself, be kind to each other, to the other people in the group. And also consider it just offer one thing. It's not appropriate to go on a long monologue that take the entire time and share your entire life history, even though that might be tempting and cathartic for you, but it may not be appropriate for others. So please be wise and kind. Share kindness. This is an opportunity to be kind to everyone in the group, okay? So share one nugget, just a short nugget about what it is that maybe about your practice or anything, but kindness. Share kindness with others for the benefit of others. So you say one nugget, the other person says another nugget, another person comes back to you. If anyone at any point wants to say, I pass, I just want to be silent and hold presence, that's perfectly fine. This is an opportunity. Small groups are an opportunity to be kind. Please don't manage the others. The invitation is to go in alphabetical order in terms of your first name. Say one 1 minute nugget. Maybe shorter, okay? And you go around and round. Okay, to be silent. And again, be kind. Be kind, be kind. I cannot emphasize that enough. Be kind, be kind, be kind. All right. So give me one moment to arrange the rooms here. I think they're arranged. Oh, something I gotta shift in the hold on 1 second. Be patient with me. And okay, I think I have it. Here we go. I'm opening the rooms. Be kind, be kind, be kind. Okay, all the rooms are closed. Everybody is back. Thank you all for your practice. And sorry, the rooms, the breakout sessions were shorter tonight because we had so many wonderful questions and went a little over time with the reflections, which is always lovely, but there was just a little less time. So maybe next time there will be more. So it's just so that we don't end too much past 7 p.m. I cut them shorter. So thanks for your understanding. Anyway, let's dedicate the merit of our practice. May the goodness, trusting there is goodness, cultivated. Goodness arising from the cultivation of hearts, of our hearts for the benefit of ourselves and all beings everywhere. May it be a cause and condition for gladness and freedom of all beings everywhere, including ourselves. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. And I'll stay afterward. Well, I'm going to stop the recording. Let's see here. Stop recording.